Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Finish it. Go hard.
We have a liftoff.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, old Dirty Show and T-Mill. T-Mill, baby, making you some money a little bit later. How was that week last week when I was gone, baby?
Not good.
Damn, really?
This might be the worst stretch I've ever been on, boys.
Oh, Lord, man.
Okay. One green day last week while you were in Aruba, Ron.
I see Fridays. Red, red, canceled. Green, red, green. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That means we're getting back to where we need to be, starting freaking today.
Sure. Yep. I got you.
Appreciate starting the today. Confidence,
well,
bro.
Listen, yes. Go ahead. I heard all week from my friends in Aruba. Scared money don't make money.
That's right. Yeah. You're hanging out with the right people.
Yeah. Well, one of them sure lost money. Yeah.
So, as have I.
Yeah, as have you. So hopefully it's a new week and it'll make you a little cash a little bit later on in T-Mill's best bet. So stay tuned for that. All right. Nick Chubb, that was the story for us as we entered the show. And it was the story that we were going to be following and still following. And I'll be honest with you, thought we would have it resolved by this point, but we still do not. Here is the latest. It started out earlier today that pending a physical that is passed by Nick Chubb. As we know, Nick Chubb had the broken foot last year, but before that had the catastrophic knee injury, very similar to what Tank Dell has. See if he would pass his physical. Well, the latest after that from Diana Rossini of The Athletic is that Nick Chubb has passed the Texans' physical. When do we find that out? Around 3?
Second segment of the show.
Second
like 220.
Segment. So 225 or something like that. Mm-hmm. We found that out. So we've gotten that a while ago. And up to this point, still, as I continue to check, we are not seeing any new evidence that this is made official, that he's passed the physical, and we thought that was what's going to hold up. Still haven't seen that this is made official, and
everybody's got their own schedule according to their own physical schedule.
I was
going to
say, Clint, you know this better than us, and because I think I see some people
well,
are texting.
Speak of the devil.
How about that?
Sports Radio 610, Houston Texans breaking news.
What's the breaking news, Tyler? Apparently it's...
Yeah, it's exactly what you guys are talking about. Love it when a plan comes together. This just seconds ago from Ian Rappaport. New Texans running back Nick Chubb has now passed his physical and officially signed with the Houston Texans. Sources tell Ian Rappaport the former Browns Pro Bowler has agreed to terms over the weekend, and he's getting a one-year, $2.5 million deal that can be worth up to $5 million for young Chubb.
Shout out to Todd France, Athletes First, who did the deal. I don't know why I just there. But there it is. As he said, as we're talking through it, it is. Well, I was wondering, what would take this so long? What would be taking this so long, especially if, as they said here, they kind of had the agreement over the weekend.
Schedules, man. Everybody's, yes, on,
everybody's
schedule,
on a different
man.
Schedule. That's right. So, Nick Chubb, it is now official. As you just heard Tyler break in with that, 1 year, $2.5 million that could go up to $5 million. But they have their guy, and he is in the building. And we'll see if he's there at mandatory minicamp tomorrow, but certainly should be soon. But it is official now, Clint. He is going to be a Houston Texan.
Yeah, this is a good thing, man. I like the 30,000 foot view of it is Nick Chubb. The Texans had a desperate need. I think a desperate need at the running back position beyond Joe Mixon. They needed to have somebody they trust. They needed to have somebody that's a veteran that knew how to run the rock inside and out, that knew the zone and the G schemes as well as could pass protect at any given moment. They needed somebody to take a lot of the load, or some of the load at least, off of Joe Mixon. And they got the best free agent that was still available in football in Nick Chubb. And, you know, again, the team being aggressive at a position of need, at a position where, you know, you are a better football team right now, and without a doubt, significantly better. Even if you get the come back from injury, never your old self, Nick Chubb, this is still a win for the Houston Texans, man. So you get him on a 1 year prove it deal. That I think that part of it tells me that, one, he's going to be as motivated as he's ever been. Two, it tells me that there's probably some kind of agreement worked out to where he, assuming he's healthy, he's gonna be in the running for RB1 type of carries. It's not going to be an RB2 where you just sit around and get four or five carries.
Not like
a game.
What we saw last year, the RB2.
Yeah, no, and yeah, you only surface if Joe Mixon gets injured. It doesn't seem like this would be the place for him behind Joe Mixon if that were the case in a 1 year prove it deal. And so, look, I like this Nick Chubb signing from all angles, man. There's not a the Texans absolutely cannot lose in this Nick Chubb scenario, and they can win in a big, big way, depending on where Nick Chubb can get back to after his injury.
I wonder how soon we see a move with the other pieces of the running back room, because from what we know, man, I mean, obviously there are other guys like, you know, British Brooks and some of the other running backs that they have around. But the main ones right now, you look at it, Joe Mixon is definitely on the team and right now would be the starter on the depth chart. Nick Chubb, you would think, is right behind him if they're not even. And then you get Woody Marks, who they moved up in the draft to get in the fourth round, so you know he's going nowhere. And he actually has a kind of a different skill set than maybe those other two, especially when it comes to the passing game. Dari Ogunbowale, who... Like, I'd wonder if you said, Frank Ross, man, you got to keep one player. You get one player to save. Who is your one player? I wouldn't be surprised if Frank Ross wouldn't say, I got to have Dari. Would be my one player for all he does on special teams. And then there's Damian Pierce. And, you know, I wonder, is there a corresponding move made with somebody else? And he seems to be the one in that locker room that they make a move on. Because if Nick Chubb and Joe Mixon are on the team, Clint, you just can't be a professional punt kickoff returner. Like that can't just be your role here. They need you to be able to do something else. And I would wonder how quickly his days are numbered here. That's the other part when you look at it, and it's just hard to see space for him.
Yeah, that's interesting. You know, if I'm trying to think back of who was here the year that Pep Hamilton had him running, you know, where he would have been 1,000-yard back had he finished the season. You know, is there somebody from that offensive staff or even the defensive staff that's in another place and can vouch for him, or is this going to be a true walking into a place blindly? You know the way the league is now is where if you've got coaches that have left this organization for one reason or another and they're scattered throughout the NFL, and you were a good player and a good person and a good teammate, and that we all know that Dameon Pierce is, then somebody would be jonesing to get a Dameon Pierce in their building. I just don't know if he has that guy. I do wonder after the last 2 years of I would say major disappointment in the light of Dameon Pierce. I wonder what the value is there. But
you don't just live in your home; you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You know, if there's any trade possible, or if it's is it a release? I don't know. We'll see what happens. What the spill out? The spill is after Chubb gets in the running back room.
Yeah, shout out to the text line. It's our third Nick C now. Nick Caserio, Nick Cayley, and now Nick Chubb.
I'll be damned.
Three Nick C's. How about that? Do you think?
5 o'clock fire.
Also with the Texans, they've worked out cornerback Damian Arnett. If you remember that name, Damian Arnett, he was first drafted in the first round by the Raiders in 2020, but then was released the very next year. He had that video showing him making threats while he was carrying guns. He was released. The Chiefs took another shot at him because, of course, the Chiefs would in the 2021 season, but he was even too much for them. He was released shortly after, in the wake of an arrest for charges that included assault. He has been playing with the Houston Roughnecks and been playing pretty well. Aaron Wilson, who has been all over his story, covering his story. If you want to learn a little bit more of what he's been, I would check out what Aaron Wilson has put out about him, done a full cover story on him. But Clint, they brought him in to work him out. Doesn't mean that they will sign him. Wouldn't be surprised if they do. But this is a situation, Clint, where it's there's a void there missing. When Ronald Darby decided to retire a guy they went out and they got in free agency to kind of play the third corner, there is now a spot open for Arnett. And this to me is a serious kind of a situation. As I remember talking to Luke when Darby retired, saying, I think they'll be able to find somebody that can play to the level that he's playing, a veteran guy or something, before or after camp starts. And now Damon Arnett puts himself in that position where he could potentially find a spot. So this isn't as big of a long shot as I think many other, you know, UFL players get when they get a workout.
Well, I mean, he's still all of the drama and the fallout in Las Vegas happened, I mean, a short time ago. So the dude's still 28 years old. You know, he was a 2020 first rounder out of Ohio State. He's the 19th overall pick. And so, you know, it wouldn't be crazy to think that the guy straightened his life up, got out of the streets ultimately, has been taking care of himself for a couple of years, mentally and physically. And could this guy still be a low mileage player, you know, that's got some, obviously had some elite talent at one point in time, and there's still something in there? Absolutely. And you know, the Texans, there's an opportunity there. As you mentioned, you know, the cornerback room is strong with the top two. But, you know, what does it look like beyond that? I know they drafted a kid out of USC, and he's playing outside. But there's clearly an opportunity there with the Texans. And, you know, I look, I'm always for these guys with this kind of story. It's had these kind of issues. If he legitimately – and everybody around him would be able to tell. That locker room with the Roughnecks, they'll be able to tell exactly, you know, has this guy really turned him around? Is he still toting around an AK in his trunk of his vehicle out in the parking lot?
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.